Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hey everyone, it's Michael. I'm back with Joe for another update on what's going on at VI Talk. So hi, Joe.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back with you. We've got lots going on, so lots of things to update you on.
We have, and I suppose we'll start with one of the things people are interested in. How's life with you and Bruno?
Well, we've got a couple of teething problems, but we're doing good. He's a good boy. We've really got that bond, so that's good. And I had aftercare this morning, which was pretty smooth, so that was good. But I may do a guide dog diary to update you all. I think we're up to 10 episodes up to now, so I may do an episode 11 at some point soon.
Right, well, we'll look forward to hearing that and seeing what's been going on in the meantime. So what have we had going on the channel recently?
Well, we've got Sophia, our mum-to-be, who is also VI, and she's been doing her baby blog for us. So that's, I'm sure we've got another episode from Sophia, but it'll be coming up very soon.
And Ian's blog, now I've got Chris turning them into audio for us. They're going to go on the channel a lot more as well, so that's really good. And you know, listen to them, read them on the website www.vitalk.co.uk, or you'll find them also on the Facebook page, the audio on there as well.
And we've got our Sam, who is going to do the cookery spot for us, and she's had some technical problems, but we finally think we've got those ironed out. So hopefully very, very soon you will have Sam in the kitchen, basically, getting your confidence going, getting you in the kitchen, hopefully teaching you new recipes or give you the confidence to get in the kitchen and cook. So within the next few weeks, hopefully we will have Sam doing that.
That is good, because I'm really getting sick of beans and cheese on toast, so that's definitely good.
But we've got some new things, haven't we?
We have. Let's have a think. I'm going to pick this one. I think we're going to start a new topic, which we'd like people to get in touch with us about, on rare eye conditions and maybe eye conditions what have other factors involved as well.
Yeah, so for example, I know somebody who has DIDMOAD, which is DIDMOAD, I think. And every letter of that stands for something that you may have. And one of those is an eye condition. So what we want to do is highlight rare conditions. So if you've got a rare condition involving visual impairment, then get in touch with us, info@vitalk.co.uk, and we'd like to do a feature on the eye condition and everything else that surrounds it, really.
And we're going to start off with Chris Lyons in the next few days, and he'll tell you about his condition. So we won't say any more about that. We'll wait till it comes on. You can have a listen.
We've also got a new section. Well, it's a blog from Kay Deer, and she is going to do, I suppose we'll call it a lifestyle blog, won't we?
Yeah, I think we will, because you know, it's so difficult sometimes, especially if you're going out living on your own, or you're thinking, am I ready to do that? Am I ready to make that step? And that's what she's going to talk about. She's lived on her own for, I think, 5 years, and all the processes involved in that.
Yeah, so everything, just the process of living on your own, the shopping, the setting up to pay bills, everything like that. Kay is going to cover that. So very soon we're going to have an intro from Kay to tell you a little bit about her for those who don't already know her through social media. And then she's going to talk about all aspects of lifestyle and living on your own as a visually impaired person.
Yeah, and even if everything from these isn't specific for you, there may be little tips and tricks which you can pick up and adapt for your own daily living as well. Well, I suppose we could always move on to a couple of events what are coming up as well, and one of them we do a big feature on. But for anyone who's in the Northwest, really, who's going to the RNIB Forum on Thursday, I'm going to be there, which is not a good reason not to go, is it?
No, it sounds like a really good event. We actually, Michael and I interviewed Debbie Newman last week. The interview is on the Audio Boom channel if you want to listen to that. And this event in Preston is at the Holiday Inn, which is on the Ring Road, and it's sort of like a small site village event, isn't it?
It is. You do need to book, and I would say if you want to come, book really quick with RNIB member services, so you need to be a member. And their number is 0303 1234 555. There may be still time to get yourself down there, but I'm looking forward to meeting a few people. There's quite a lot coming, so that should be a really good day. And that actually links us up to the big event.
It does. On the subject of Site Village, those of you that have been following VI Talk for a while will remember that last year we had our countdown to Site Village, or C2SV, and we're going to run that again this year, and I'm going to let Michael tell you a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we're going to use a similar hashtag this year as well, C2SV15, and as much as it being a countdown to obviously what is a really big event, it's a showcase of charities, technology companies, local organisations, people involved in books, reading, all these different things we bring together for you to hear about. And if you go into Site Village, obviously you can speak to them, find out a little bit more. So as much as the countdown, it's a showcase, and it gives us a chance to highlight services and things that are out there.
It does. And to kickstart that, today we have put an interview with Karen Easthope, who is the coordinator for Site Village based at Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham.
And if you are actually in Edinburgh or Glasgow this week, the Glasgow and Edinburgh Site Villages are taking place on Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday it is in Glasgow, on Thursday it's in Edinburgh. So check out qac.ac.uk. for any more information on that one.
So there's lots going on in the VI calendar, lots going on with VI Talk, and I think that's it for now, is it?
It is, but while just thinking of events as well, let's just mention the one in Shropshire. See here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there is. On the 13th of May in Shrewsbury, there is a See and Hear event. Now, it's similar to Site Village, but it covers visual impairment and also people who are hearing impaired. So there's an exhibition, and if you're in the area, you can go and take a look.
Yeah, so I think that's probably about it for now. There is a new podcast coming very soon, so do look out for that.
There is. We've got some really good stuff on there. Our coffee break, just to give you a hint, is not music this time, but it's a young comedian, and he's well worth a listen, isn't he?
He definitely is. So that will actually be on the channel in the next couple of days as well.
So I think it's time to hand over to our Wendy to give you the contact details, but the ones that she doesn't mention are our voicemail number, which is 0161 298 8255.
It is, and you can find us quite easily. The easiest way is just search VI Talk online, and you will find all our other places as well. So, I say until next time, it's bye from me.
And bye from me.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.